Family, I got a random upload right now, and this is, you know, midday, but I had to share this. Again, I'm on the road, and as I'm sitting here driving, I look to the middle, you know, on this highway, and, you know, there's obviously grass and a median and everything of that nature in the middle to separate the paths. One path going north, one path going south. Y'all know the deal. And I'm on I-95, right? And so we can see different things on this path. You can see the grass, obviously, they're keeping maintaining cut, but you can also see all the trash that people have thrown out. You can see the litter and everything. But one of the things that caught my attention is the fact that a tree is growing in the middle. Now, on I-95, where I'm at, it's trees on both sides, left side, the right side, on the outsides of the highway, or the highway split through the trees, right? So sitting here driving and seeing that a tree is growing in the middle where the grass is and in the middle of this highway by itself, it's very encouraging that it has found a space to grow where there is no other life like it. And I find it encouraging, just like I see the grass that grows through the concrete, or as you hear people talk about the rose that grew from the concrete. I think it's just a message. It's like an omen, right? To say that your growth can happen wherever you are. It doesn't mean that it won't be more challenging. It doesn't mean that you won't face opposition, that things won't come against you, that you won't lack resources. It doesn't mean that. But it does show that growth is possible even in the places that is most unexpected. That even when we go through our darkest times, our hardest times, we come from environments, we come from cultures, we come from people that have faced so much opposition, that have faced so many challenges, highs, the lows, that even in these spaces, we can still grow, seek growth, and find a way to move forward and elevate. Even if you're in a situation where you grow beyond your environment, as that tree is now grown from the grass, it's much taller. It's a very, very small tree. Very small, right? Not even 4 feet tall. But the reality is that tree is still much taller. I have grown beyond the grass and the immediate environment that it's around. Now, for this tree, for instance, its growth, it will stay in that space as long as nobody tampers with it. And it will constantly elevate and project up. And that grass, unfortunately, won't be able to do the same. But that grass can still produce or be a part of the growth of another tree. Now, of course, this is getting like really philosophical and speaking this way. It's almost feel like I'm speaking in parables. But the reality is we experience the same thing. Sometimes we will grow beyond our families, limits. You know, our family may decide to stay in a certain space, but we can't discredit or disown our family because they don't grow in the same way we do or seek it the way that we do. What we can do is recognize we were still nurtured to a certain degree and we still came from the same space in which our family came from. Now, some of us go away to grow. Right? And we go away to really elevate. And some of us have to. But I want to encourage us as well to remember to come back to certain communities and environments and be that pillar, as that tree will be amongst the grass, to provide guidance, to provide a blueprint, to show the trail that was laid for others to grow, to be the wisdom, to be the knowledge, to be shade for some, right? And to help show that everyone can evolve and transcend their conditions. With that being said, I say peace and love. And I hope this random upload is beneficial.